I only finished it over the weekend, I have to say. So, and I really enjoyed it for the first time in ages. I actually took time out of my day to sit down and read a book, which is shock horror, which I very rarely get a chance to do. It's The Authenticity Project, and it's by Claire Pooley. And I really didn't know how it was going to end. It really kept me hooked through it.
That's right, yes. And I think that's the appeal about this book as well, because it launches you straight into the idea of her plot, and then takes you through all the different characters. So you're trying to find out what's happening to them all. But then there is a twist at the end, which is quite a nice surprise, because some of the things did seem as though you wanted these certain characters to do certain things. And when they did, you thought, oh, I predicted that. But then she does keep you guessing at the end. So it's set all around a cafe. And it's run by Monica, a young woman who's keen to make a difference in her community. But she realises that actually, with all the friendliness and the polite conversation over coffees, we don't really know each other that well. So one day, though, she meets, she finds that one of her customers has left a notebook on the table. She tries to run after him, an elderly gentleman, to give it him back, but she can't catch him. And so she just tries to track him down. He didn't put a name on the notebook. But it's not difficult to find out who he is. She finds out he's an artist, an elderly artist. And so she decides she's going to help him. And she advertises for someone to run an art class in her cafe. And she hopes that he'll apply. But in the meantime, she looks at the notebook, and inside it tells her something about him and his sadness, his loneliness, and how he wants people to be more honest. And he wonders what will happen if people are more honest. And he invites anybody who finds this notebook to write about their own lives in it. So she starts, and she writes about her sadness and her regrets. And then she leaves the notebook somewhere, and it goes on. So what, one person after another person picks up the notebook. So we do find out about the different contributors' lives, and we also find out how they bond together. They all end up finding each other and becoming friends. And I felt that could feel rather contrived as a plot device. I don't know how often we would think about putting all our innermost thoughts in a notebook and then leaving it somewhere for somebody to find. But it all comes together. The writing's so warm. The characters are really appealing. There's humour in there. And the story is generally, I think, what we'd all like to believe in, that people are really essentially kind and concerned about each other and want to build community and want to get to know each other. And also, I think we'd all like to go back to a lovely cafe where you can feel these are familiar faces and you become friends and it's a safe place. So I think there's lots going for the book.
It hooks you in because you want to know what happens to the various characters, and because they have written their stories down about their frailties and their sadnesses, you really want them to get better, don't you? So I think you invest yourself in that. And I think what I think you come out of as well is that you can't judge a book by its cover, can you? So all these people look one thing, but underneath they've all got these regrets.
That's right. And she does cover some big topics as well. I mean, there's loneliness and missing out on family and grief. But as I say, it's done with a very lightness of touch so that you don't feel immersed in the sadness, but you are willing for the characters to make a go of their lives again. And also, it is something that I think we all think about really as well, the image that we put out there, our public face. I think the message of the book is that actually we're all in the same boat, that in fact we're all got our own different struggles. Nobody's got it right. And effectively, what would you do if you were open and honest? It is a vulnerable position to be in, but the message of the book is actually people can help. Yeah. And what is amazing too is that the author was inspired to write the book by her own difficulty, because she was an alcoholic. And she got through that, she said, by writing about it, initially in a blog and then in a memoir. And she found that her being honest about her struggles helped thousands of other people who read it. And so that's what inspired her to write this book, a novel, was what would happen if other people told the truth about their lives.
It's fascinating, isn't it? And I think you've had someone comment.
Yes, there's a comment from John who said, I enjoyed it. It was a very quick and light read, very much a feel-good book, as the jacket blurb says. I hadn't realised until I finished and read the end papers that it had distinct relevance for the author's own life. Brave to use one's own problems in this way, as well as her blog about alcohol addiction. It was interesting that even in telling the truth in the exercise book, many of the characters weren't honest with themselves, and it proves that the grass isn't always greener.
It really is interesting. It's one of those books you could probably go back and read again and keep you thinking a bit. But I loved it anyway. So I give it thumbs up. So The Authenticity Project by Claire Pooley. And perhaps we ought to go back and read some of her diaries as well and her blogs about her alcoholism.
Indeed, yes. But I think it is a book that you'd want to go back to as well and think about. So you're quite right. It's something that stays with you.
Yeah. So if you haven't read it yet, then we recommend it. Definitely.